This weekend is our kickoff for the Catholic Ministries Appeal, so I'll just do a brief kickoff here in a moment. But I do want to take a moment and look at our readings of today. You know, today's gospel is a continuation of the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew chapter 5, 6, and 7. And we still find ourselves in the fifth chapter of Matthew's gospel. I think it's beautiful. It's coming Wednesday, is Ash Wednesday. It's the start of Lent. In Ash Wednesday, the gospel finds itself in the sixth chapter of the Sermon on the Mount. Okay, and it'll talk about prayer, fasting, and giving of alms. But we're still in that fifth chapter, and I think it's important for us to remember what we have learned thus far in these Sunday Gospels from the Sermon on the Mount. The first was on, of course, the very Beatitudes themselves. We heard the Beatitudes, and then the next Sunday we heard that we are salt and light. Those who follow the Beatitudes are salt and light for the world, which has led into the Gospel of last Sunday, same format. You've heard it said, but I say to you, here's a couple of examples from last Sunday. You've heard it said, you shall not kill, and whoever kills will be liable to judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother will be liable to judgment. Here's another. You've heard it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, everyone who looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. Today's gospel follows the same back and forth. You have heard it said, but I say to you. Okay, an example today. You heard it said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and blank for those who persecute you. Now I'm going to come back to that because that's going to become a little bit more important here later on in the gospel. But think of that. What did Jesus say? Love your enemies and blank for those who persecute you. Okay? Jesus wants something more. Because as he learns today in the first reading, God says to Moses, be holy for I am holy. Don't be content with simple worldly things that we hear at the end of the gospel that even the pagans can do. Okay? The second reading, Paul takes it this far and says, for you are the temple of God, which you are, which is holy. That's right. This is holy. This is holy. Okay? Here's a story to maybe help us today. Late one night, a truck driver pulled into a roadside cafe for a little something to eat. As he was eating, three nasty-looking motorcyclists noisily strutted in and made their way to the bar. For some unknown reason, they gravitated toward the truck driver. One poured a little salt on his head, another knocked his pie on the floor, and the third managed to knock the truck driver's coffee off the counter and into the man's lap. Truck driver got up, said nothing, paid his bill, and made his exit. That dude sure isn't much of a fighter, sneered one of the motorcyclists. The waiter peered out the window onto the parking lot and answered, he's not much of a driver either. He just ran over three motorcycles. Brothers and sisters, yes! Death way, yes! Revenge! But boy, we hear something different. Jesus, first reading, second reading. This is holy. God says this in our first reading, and I want you to listen. Bear no hatred for your brother and sister in your heart. Take no revenge and cherish no grudge. Shall love your neighbor as yourself. But you may ask, how can I love my enemy? How can I love someone who's taken salt, poured it on my head, knocked my pie on the floor, and also poured coffee, took my coffee and poured it in my lap? Two things that I will say to you. Here's the first. After Jesus says, but I say to you, love your enemies, what are his next words from the gospel? Love your enemies and blank for those who persecute you. What is the blank? Got to pray for people. Okay, the pagans can pray for those who love, but what sets us apart is we pray for our enemies. And the second thing that's important in that is this. That can still be hard to pray, but here's the second thing. There comes a time when we have to let God do the rest. And that's what I say to you. Pray and leave a little wiggle room for God to be God. Okay? That's what I want you to hear about today. That is how we are holy, different from the world. Okay? So let's keep that before us today. Just a little kickoff then for the CMA or the Catholic Ministries Appeal. Good news again from last year. The goal last year for resurrection, $80,166, the amount given, $90,334. The number of donors, 231. So we were over goal by $10,168. So we not only made our goal, we exceeded our goal, and because of people's generosity and our having a designated parish project, 100% of the money's over goal have been returned to the parish. So the goal for resurrection for this year, from $80,166 last year, our goal this year is unchanged. Same amount, $80,166. Done last year, a direct mailing has been sent to every household in the Diocese of Winona, Rochester. Mailing contains a letter from Bishop Barron, a ministry's brochure detailing the ministries assisted through the appeal, and a return envelope for any household wishing to pledge. So again, as was the case last year, for any funds raised over goal for the 2023 Catholic Ministries Appeal, 100% of the monies will be returned to the parish if there is a designated project. So our designated project for this year will be looking at the parish rectory. Much of the rectory has not been renovated since it was originally constructed. We're having plans drawn up to remodel the main floor and upstairs of the rectory. So this would include, but not exhaustive, renovating the kitchen, bathrooms, and all of the suites. So once the plans are drawn up, we'll begin seeking estimates, at which time we will have a better idea of costs. But as you know, with renovations, they take some funding. So while we don't know the total cost of the renovation, I'd still like to get the fundraising underway. And as I mentioned, any monies that we raise over $80,166, because we have this designated project, come back. But just a reminder, if we fall short of our goal, we have to pay back what is the shortfall. Okay? Fundraising opportunity, great fundraising opportunity, so let's take advantage of it. Because of the importance of the appeal, I make this promise. I will give to the appeal, and I already have. I sent in mine already this week, and I would encourage every household to give. This figure may prove helpful to you. Using our donor figure from last year, 231 donors gave $350. We would meet our parish goal of $80,166, and any monies over that, of course, is simply gravy for us. It would come back, and we can use it for the rectory. So let's pray for the CMA, the generosity of God's people, and that we not only meet, but once again exceed our goal. Second thing, just a reminder what I said from the gospel in our readings today. When it comes to your enemies, pray and leave some wiggle room for God to be God. Okay? Let's keep that before us today. So with that, let's stand together now and let us profess our faith.